A Pew Research study ranks Indiana fourth lowest in the nation for the number of addiction treatment providers per 1,000 adults with addictions. And the fallout from a lack of providers can be seen in places like Scott County, where an HIV outbreak linked to opioid abuse left many struggling to find health care. Fayette County recently created a needle exchange program like the one Scott County has, but Fayette County Health Nurse Paula Maupin says at the most basic level, her county simply needs more money.
This issue hits communities that are financially strapped, and that's kind of a barrier.
State Health Commissioner Jerome Adams, a member of the governor's drug abuse task force, says providers will go to rural communities if they know they can be paid.
For instance, FSSA and Dr. Werner talked about providing vouchers to people who needed services, and then they could go to their own hometowns, and the providers will come in those areas.
Governor Pence says he won't prejudge any task force recommendations, pledging to provide whatever support and resources the group says are needed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.